Chapter 2. What You Desire. Success is becoming what you want to be, and is attained by applying your energies to your work. And you will apply your energies in exact proportion to the intensity of your desire, and to your faith in your abilities to become what you want to be. The intensity of your desire will depend on the clearness with which you picture to yourself what you want to be. Vague and indefinite longings will never call out your best effort. Form a mental picture of what you want to be, and of all that you want in person, prosperity and environment. Dwell upon it until it is clear and definite to you, and hold it until it arouses intense desire. Think about this picture until you are always conscious of it, no matter what you may be doing, so that it is always in the background of your consciousness. But even though you have a strong desire, you will not put forth your best effort without confidence. You will have to think you can before you can, and you cannot think you can unless you feel that you can. And so you need to have demonstrated to you the fact that you cannot feel that you can unless you have within you the power that can. In other words, if you strongly desire to do a thing, it is certain proof that you have the power to do it. Desire is the result of feeling, and the feeling which results in desire is a faculty seeking expression. The desire to sing or play music is the musical faculty seeking expression. And if there were no faculty or power, there could be no desire. We cannot desire things which do not harmonize with the forces within. For a thing which does not harmonize with the forces within is repulsive to us. Things only harmonize with those of the same essential nature. Therefore, if you desire a thing, it is because that thing is essentially and potentially within you. What is within you essentially must be within you potentially. When we see a generous and sympathetic man, we desire to be like him, because the sight arouses generosity and sympathy within us, and the power to be, seeking expression, causes the desire to be. When we hear a great oration or a beautiful song, we desire to exude a similar performance, because the faculties of oratory or music respond to the stimulus and seek expression. Desire is a power seeking expression. You cannot desire what is not potentially within you, and therefore you can be what you want to be. The fact that you want to be is proof that you can be. First, form a clear conception of what you want to be in person, property, and environment. And then, understand that in so far as your desires are not contrary to eternal justice, it is absolutely certain that you can be what you want to be.